Nancy Pelosi, House to wait for Trojan horse bill to pass with infrastructure deal. By Wendell Hasebo on August 11, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, told reporters Wednesday the House will wait for the Trojan horse reconciliation bill to fully pass the Senate before attempting a vote on the infrastructure deal. The votes in the House and Senate depend on us having both bills, Pelosi stated about the Democrats' scheme to pass far-left legislation. Pelosi's comments are a doubling down on the Democrats' strategy to presumably hold the bipartisan infrastructure deal hostage to the Trojan horse reconciliation bill. The two-track scheme appears to be predicated on passing one measure with some Republican support, while also appeasing the Democrat base by ramming through the Trojan horse bill full of far-left measures, including expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, subsidized racial equity, and environmental justice initiatives. House Democrats have urged Pelosi to hold an immediate vote on the Senate infrastructure bill, untying the bill from the Trojan horse reconciliation package amid fears of exacerbating inflation and the national debt. After years of waiting, the country cannot afford unnecessary delays to finally deliver on a physical infrastructure package, the letter shared by Reps. Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, and Jared Golden, DME, stated. Separately, as we begin the reconciliation process, we have concerns about the specific components of that potential package, the letter adds. These specifics are crucial, particularly given the combined threat of rising inflation, national debt, and the trillions recently, and appropriately, allocated to the COVID-19 emergency. As soon as the Senate completes its work, we must bring this bipartisan infrastructure bill to the House floor for a standalone vote. This once-in-a-century investment deserves its own consideration, without regard to other legislation, the letter continues. Breitbart News reported the reconciliation budget, the vehicle for the bill that just passed the Senate Wednesday and is now moving to the House, contains amendments far-left House Democrats may oppose, thus presenting an opportunity for Democrats to sabotage their own scheme if the budget is voted down. Some of those amendments are Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, proposed an amendment that would prohibit the Council on Environmental Quality and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, from banning fracking. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, proposed an amendment, which passed unanimously, that would reduce or eliminate federal funding for any local government that defunds the police. 17 Senate Democrats voted for Senator Joni Ernst's ARYA amendment to stop permit requirements on farmers and ranchers and the imposition of new federal methane requirements on livestock. The House is scheduled to take up the Senate's budget at the end of August.